cuts, no fees!
No corporate universities!
No cuts, no fees!
No corporate universities!
A proposed government change to university fees and funding will see the cost of arts and humanities subjects double, while job-ready subjects such as teaching, nursing, and STEM subjects will cost up to 62% less. Education Minister Dan Tehan addressed the National Press Club, stating,
if they look at other units where hopefully it will help their employability, that will reduce the cost of their degree and I think improve employment outcomes for students once they finish their degrees in 3 to 4 years.
However, Liam Donoghue, University of Sydney SRC president, disagrees that the price signalling will incentivise students to change their course choices, and instead argues the even bigger issue is the overall decreased government funding to universities.
Accompanied by a reduction in government funding, so STEM fields, or what they're calling job-ready fields, are getting hit with essentially a double whammy, where the student fees are being decreased and the government funding compared to now is being decreased. And so that means that overall they have less money to deal with. So you can have more people studying STEM if you want, but the quality of the STEM education is going to decline significantly. So therefore the quality of graduates will decline significantly as well. But also there's a lot of statistical analysis which shows that there aren't really jobs in those professions anyway. So like, for example, the government has completely gutted the CSIRO. The government has completely gutted think tanks and, you know, universities and research institutions which are responsible for employing a lot of these STEM graduates. So they're trying to churn out more people into fields which do not have capacity to take them because they sound nice and it sounds good. This is not about decreasing fees for STEM students. What this is about is decreasing funding overall, increasing fees for art students, but then at the very last second, trying to make it seem like it's a well-informed, well-researched government policy, and therefore, you know, thinking, oh, let's throw them a little bone, and decreasing STEM fees by what, 20%? Like, at the end of the day, it's just a 20% smaller hex debt for everyone else, right? Like, people aren't really going to notice the difference between a hex debt that is, you know, 100 versus a hex debt that's 120. And that's essentially what they're trying to offer us. It's a bargain or you know, essentially a choice between a very minuscule decrease in our fees or some people's fees versus a significant increase in everyone else's fees, plus an overall funding deterioration for everyone else, which is going to lead to the actual death of many universities, the loss of countless jobs, the loss of diverse curricula, the loss of freedom and choice in what people want to study, and I think most importantly, just a loss in quality overall.
Students say they are already seeing the impacts on the quality of their classes. University of Sydney Education Officer Jack Mansell said,
at Sydney Uni, for example, about a week ago they announced that they're going to try and move to sack 30% of staff in the arts faculty, which will just mean even more of the same kind of shit in terms of students coming to campus, not even having a teacher for their classes. Like, I have a class which literally is every week a PDF is uploaded and you have to read that. And there's no teacher. It's just a unit coordinator who has 1 hour a week where you can contact her. So what we're seeing is just the quality of education in person are being massively degraded by sackings of permanent but also casual staff that happened last semester. And on top of that, the government is saying, while this is all happening to your education, we're going to cut $770 million in federal funding and charge you twice as much for it.
The economic impact of the coronavirus has already been seen with the decreased revenue from international students, which is likely to continue through the recession. A statement from Dan Tehan says the government has better aligned the cost to students and the taxpayer of teaching a degree with the revenue a university receives to teach that degree. However, Liam Donoghue says that it is at the cost of students.
University of Sydney, for example, provides education to domestic students at a loss. Every domestic student to whom they provide education is not generating enough revenue for them to offset the cost of providing the education to that person. The only reason they've been able to sustain the university over the past few years is because of how much they overcharge international students. And of course, now that that variable has fallen off, now that that kind of crucial linchpin has been pulled from the Jenga pile, the stacks are just falling. And you know, ultimately it is both domestic and international students who are left to try to pick up the pieces.
The bill passed the lower house today and now awaits the Senate.